nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Hit the Bible Network. For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege you give us on a daily basis. We don't take it for granted. We are alive today because you still need us. Don't have a value to work. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the testimony in our lives. You are our testimony. Thank you for all that you are doing. We give you praise and glory. We worship you. This is your house. This house is called by your name. Your protection is here. Your blessing is here. Your fullness is here. And your spirit is here. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together while you sit down and celebrate your Maker. This month is a month of total dominion. So I want to welcome you all in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to talk about simple faith for daily victory. What did I say? Yes, simple faith for daily victory. Well, you know that you can believe in God, right? Yes, I'm very clear on what I want to say. Hope you know you can believe in God and still not make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. Hope you are aware. You can believe the word of God and then live a life that is nothing to be written about. Hope you know you can have malaria and have a malaria drops in your hand and you still die of malaria if you don't take the drugs. That's where I'm coming to. Is it possible? You have malaria. You have malaria drugs with you. You did not take it and you die of malaria. Is it possible? It's possible. That's exactly what I'm saying. Please project John 14, verse 1. He said, do not let your heart be troubled, distressed, or agitated. He said, you believe in God and adhere to trust in and rely on God. He said, believe in and adhere to and trust and rely on God. Also on me. The King James said, you believe in God. He said, believe also in me. Now, what's the difference? He said, you believe in God. Then he said, now, believe also in me. He said, now, God is so big and God is so expansive. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus is the application of God to man. That's the meaning of Jesus. That's why I say, a virgin shall conceive, you shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with you. Now, he said that in Jesus, the power of God is exercised on behalf of man. So that's why you believe in God. I believe God can heal. It's different from God will heal you. It's different from God that healed me. Praise the Lord. So God is so big and God is so expansive. God is beyond man. Praise the Lord. You know, the heavens are there. You know, the earth, in fact, the earth is one of the smallest of the planets that we have. It's one of them. Even the physical universe is so big and it's so expansive. It's almost endless. So the earth is just a tiny speck. It's just like a tiny piece in the universe that God created. So that's how big God is. But in Jesus, we have the application of God to man. Jesus brings God to man. Praise the Lord. I say, you believe in God. You believe in God, you believe in the word of God. The word of God is so big, it covers so many things. But there is a word that applies to man. And then there is a word of God that applies to you. Now there is even a word of God that applies to the whole of humanity. The general men on earth. Men and women on earth. But then there is a word of God that now applies specifically to you. Until we apply that, there is no way we can see results. Praise the Lord. Now, if you believe in God, you've not done anything spectacular. Please open James chapter 2, verse 19. Look at what the apostle said. James 2:19. What did he say? Please, can all of us read it? He said, even demons believe it. And they what? Even what? They tremble. Praise the Lord. If you call up the next verse, you say, oh, foolish man. This and all of those things. He was addressing their failure to apply God to themselves. But do you want to know, oh, foolish man, that faith without works is dead? You know, he now begins to talk, and now look at the kind of language he used. He said, even demons believe that there is God. So believing that there is God, even the... You see so many, for instance now, the Muslims, do they believe in God? They do. Praise the Lord. They believe in God. That they are serving God. But do they believe in Christ? Christ. So that's the bone of contention. And I have simply defined who Jesus is. Jesus is the application of God in your life. God is so powerful that in Jesus, we have the power of God exercised on behalf of man. And when I say on behalf of man, that the power of God is exercised on your behalf. You know, God is love. But in Jesus, the love of God is exercised on your behalf. He brings God down to us. He says, a vessel shall conceive and shall call his name Emmanuel. We all know the meaning of Emmanuel. What is Emmanuel? That God is with us. Praise the Lord. So this is it. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I gave us the analogy of you can be thirsty. But if you have water, until you take the water is available. But until you take it, your thirst cannot be quenched. So even God, we are talking about Jesus, is that God being exercised on behalf of man. Until you apply it to your life, you cannot see results. It's simple and plain. God will wash you. As he made provision, he has made provision. But until you take steps, this is where faith comes in. This is where the total concept of faith. You know, until you take further step to begin to apply it to your life, you will not see result. There's a story in Second King, that is the story of Naaman. Please, can you open that portion of the Bible? That should be Second King chapter 5. Verse 10. You remember the story of Naaman. The man was leprous. He was leprous, and they told him the king sent him to Israel to go and get healed. He was from Syria. And then when he got to the king, Elisha said they should send him to me and I'll heal him. But look at the story that happened. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. The next verse. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I say to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Elisha did not come out. He just sent his word. And Naaman was angry because of that. Please, the next verse. Are not the Abana and Papa, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in anger, in rage. Now, go to the next verse. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, will you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? Continue. So he went down and dipped 7 times in Jordan. No, pause there. This is what I want to see. You know, he was angry and he left. What if he had not entered that river? You know, time, some people interjected, maybe servants came and encouraged him to go. But when Elijah spoke that word, was he healed or not? Eh? Was he having a healing or not? He already had. But Elisha said he should go and dip himself in the Jordan 7 times. But the man was so angry and he did not do it. So if he now died of leprosy, was it that he was healed or had the opportunity to be healed or not? He had it. So, he went away in anger. If he had left that anger, you know, after 1 month, 2 months, you'll have even forgotten what happened in Elijah case. And you carry that leprosy forever. And then another point he's going to open up. He's going to open up himself to what we call unclean spirit, familiar spirit. This world is governed by spirit and the spirit and spiritual principles. So now, after that time, all his anger, I don't know, after maybe 1 day, 2 days, we don't know the duration, but he still went and dipped himself in the river and then he got his healing. Praise him. So, simple faith in believing the word of God. There are so many things that the Bible has covered. So many things has been spoken concerning our lives, concerning your life, concerning your destiny in the world. Some have taken it and applied it to their life and they have seen results. Some have danced around those things. They dance around it. They all come to church and sing, looking beautiful, sing and dance and everything. But very few people, even here, very few people, and then fewer number actually believe the word of God. Because if you believe the word of God, you will see the result in your life. He said, it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one dot in my word not to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what the scripture says. Say the word of God is powerful, quicker than any two-edged sword. You know what amazes God and then amazes us is that people dance around these things, you know, just like the pews of Panadol. You dance around it and you don't swallow it. The same problem will keep lingering. Then you now open up yourself to unclean spirits. Unclean spirits. Because if you don't believe God, then there must be something that you believe. Praise the Lord. There is no vacuum. There's no spiritual vacuum in the heart. You know, I remember those days. Those days when I was growing up. Those days in secondary school, sometimes I go to market with my mother. There are some people that sit down in the market. They give you word of knowledge. Abi, some of these people, they just sit down there in the market. You know, if you are passing, they call this person. They will give you the word. It's accurate. It's very, very accurate. And by the time they give you that word, they will now tell you one or two things to do. And, you know, from time to time, you start coming to them. You see, this is what so many of us have fallen to. Praise the Lord. Because you must look for assurance somewhere. You must look for protection somewhere. There must be a place you lean your head. So if you don't lean it in God, then ultimately you are going to lean it somewhere. Praise the Lord. So they will give you a word. They can tell us. There was a day my uncle lost his job in Kaduna. He lost his job. He went to one like that with my mom. He told us, how did this man know? You know? And then you become their servant. And you become a bond servant to Satan. Praise the Lord. This is what we call the work of familiar spirit. You know, Yoruba land is so fetish. Just like you insult Igbo, Igbos love money and all of this in Yoruba. And that same thing has been brought into the gospel. You see all this holy okay everywhere. You know, just because people will not take the word of God and believe it for what it says. For what it says. Now, how what we call family, this is how familiar spirits work. Let me explain it. Of course, my uncle lost his job in Kaduna. Of course, Satan can see it, right? This is his minister. You know, it's not a secret that how did he know this and that. No, it's not a secret. Somebody lost his job in Kaduna. And maybe they are telling you a Kogi state. And you are so amazed and wondering. You know, in the days of ignorance, let's put it behind them. Satan knows you have lost your job. All the demons, they know. And this man is operating by demonic spirit. So they will just whisper it to him. And he gives you a word that so person. And they will be afraid. And will start rejecting. Is that word stronger than the word of God? This is the very word that made the heavens and the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, like I was telling one of my sisters, you know, tomorrow now I'll be going to Ondo now. You know, I can go to Oja now. Somebody will now come and give you a word that I saw you going to Ondo tomorrow and I saw the car some assaulting. You understand? And before you know, you say, go and bath with the water when it's 12 midnight. Bring water and go and bath and everything. It's a public knowledge that I'm going to Ondo. Emeka, don't you know I'm going to Ondo tomorrow? All the demons, they know. Satan knows. So it's just for him to tell one of his child there, maybe in the market there, you are going to Ondo tomorrow. And I saw that your car is going to tumble and tumble. But what does the word of God say concerning my Ondo? He said, I will go in peace. I will come back in what? In peace. That he has given his angels charge over David to keep David in all his way. Praise the Lord. Can you see where we live from? We call them familiar spirits. That's why some of you begin to say, I had this dream. And all of those things. Then it now begin to condition off all your life. Satan knows those strategy and he's using it very well. And because Yoruba land is so fetish. How do you know it's fetish? Go and watch Yoruba things. Yes, no. You see, that is the... You see, we were born with it. You must accept it first. It's inside of you. Then the Holy Ghost has to help you and drain those things out. You know, so we're there as give birth to the child. You know, there's what we call discussion. You know, there's what we call principality. Prince is rule. Principality is ruled by principles. What that, those principles, what we call culture. Culture. The Igbo, they have their culture. The Yorubans, they have their culture. Some are godly, some are ungodly. You know, so this idea of believing the supernatural is so strong in Yoruba land. It's so strong. So even here in the church and everything, but what this spirit, what we call familiar spirit, you know, they try to touch your understanding and then misapply. You are pregnant. Maybe you have a dream. You have a dream that this and all of this. And that is everything that will now begin to turn on your understanding. You will not be running from one mountain to another mountain looking for prayer points. When the Bible talks about the Hebrew woman, you know, before that, before the medical people come, they had given birth. And he said, this is your portion. This is what Jesus died for you to have. Jesus did not just die for you to go to heaven. The Bible talks about the things that accompany salvation. There are other things. It's a total package. You know, that Jesus died for you to have these things. So, you now begin to have a dream. What is a dream versus the word of God? So, you can see the tragedy that we have had. By simply denying the word of God. If you don't believe, you have denied it. By refusing to believe what the word of God says. Everything it says about us. I've had dreams, you know. Sometimes the dreams you have, they are not wrong. Just because your spirit is renewed. And because your spirit is reborn. You know, sometimes you can see what God is doing. And sometimes you can see what the enemy is planning. You know, I can go and sleep today now. And I can just sleep and I have a dream I was going to do. I've had that dream a couple of times. I saw my car somersaulting. What has happened? I have just been given a privilege to see what Satan is planning. And I also have the privilege to know what God is planning. So, who is going to give me prayer points? You know, some of us, Satan give us prayer points. By the time he shows you one dream, you start fasting. You start praying. Satan give us prayer points. But we are called as many as led by who? By who? By the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Ghost begins to give you prayer points. Simple. Sometimes you just see God just sometimes make opens your eyes to see what the enemy is doing. That you have seen it, you have already conquered it. It's not something you go and spend 3-4 hours of prayer, night teachings to do. It's by a word. How did they look at it? It's not in the Bible. What we're doing, I don't see it in the Bible. Some of us are doing. He said by a word, when they want to address Satan and address the evil one, it's a word. It's not Oluwa, 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 4 hours. He said, by a word, he cast out demons. He said, silver and gold I don't have, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Yes, 7 hours. You have exhausted your energy, the energy that you should use to pursue God. You have used it in pursuing the evil. You have used it in pursuing Satan. Satan has given your job description. What to do? Simple. I talk about simple faith for what? For daily what? For daily victory. The word of God is clear. Look at him now. Go and fast in so river. He refused. And you see, God is so merciful. God did not get angry. Because he was angry, he refused. I'm not going to. You know, God is not a man that he should repent. Neither the son of man that he should lie. Once God gave it, he said his gift are without repentance. Once God gave it to Naaman when he stood before Elijah did not come. Elijah did not come. Once God gave it to him, it was irreversible. If after 2 years he went to that river, he would still be healed. Can you see the wonder of who your God is? This is Naaman. He was not born again. He was a Syrian. They were now bringing it to your own life. Amen. When God puts a baby in your tummy, praise the Lord. He said, he that has begun a good work is able to what? The one that puts the baby there is the one that will bring it out. You just go and sleep. If you wake up and anything, it's just for you to thank him. But God, the children that you are giving me, they are for science and wonder. I told them on Thursday that I have 4 children. Why yet the other one is still in the womb? You understand? You already see it in past tense. Praise the Lord. So you can you see? Now, the mind and the will of God is that you become your own prophet. He says you believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus is always talking about you. For the grace of our Lord Jesus, he become poor that you might become rich. By his stripes you are healed. Everything you, the deliverer, he sent forth his word and he healed them and delivered them for their destruction. I go to the cross so that I can take your sin away. He said, unto us a child is born, the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government of your life is on the shoulders of Jesus. He said, the government, which government? The government will be upon his shoulder. So the government of your life is on the shoulders of Jesus. So long as Jesus cannot fail, you cannot fail. The government of your children, even if they are misbehaving, keep speaking the word of God over your life. The word of God is stronger than them. The word of God is stronger than their rebellion. It's stronger than their disobedience. You keep speaking the word of God over their life. By covenant, by right, and by mercy. Praise the Lord. This is the victorious way. This is the only way you can win. Praise the Lord. This is the only way you can win. You must take the word of God and apply it to your life. In specificity, then you can begin to see victory. You become your own prophet. I'll tell you the story of another man in the Bible. You know the story of Hezekiah. You know the story of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, there was this king. This king, how many of us remember the name of the king that came to threaten him? Say it out, let me hear. Sennacherib. Yes, you are right. That king came to trouble him. Elisha, what did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah now cried unto God and now sent people to go and meet Hezekiah. That's 2 Kings chapter 20. I want you to become your own prophet. Prophet speaks the word of God. When you speak the word of God over your life, over your situation, over your family, it is stronger. The word of God, the will of God is stronger than the will of the enemy. What did Jesus say? He said the thief comes to do what? To steal, to kill, and to what? And to destroy. Today, Pastor, you are going to order tomorrow. If God opens your eyes and to see, the will of Satan is that he will kill you on the way. He has no other agenda. To steal every day you travel. Not one day that one car wanted to run into you and everything before you know it. Praise the Lord. God has done mighty things and everything. No. You know, every single time as you are going to Lagos, my sister will be traveling to Abuja on Monday. Tomorrow, if it's possible for Satan to do it, he says he comes to do what? To steal. To what? To kill. If it's possible, you kill on the way. If you can have his way. You remember the story of Job? Just one moment that God permitted him to kill all the children of Job. He said, is Job praying for nothing? This and that. Okay, let me withdraw. Okay, go. I'll go. Just one moment of permission. Instantly, he killed all the children of Job. So you can see what has been protecting your children. Can you see the covering? Because permission is not granted. Praise the Lord. You know, most times until we see bad things, we can't even praise God. Until something bad happens, that's when we begin to do. Most of our thanksgiving, we'll do it from the viewpoint of darkness. So it's thanksgiving to God, but I just escaped this accident. You have traveled 30 times on that road. You went and came back safely. Praise the Lord, you will not see it. But the day that there's a bit of a shaking, maybe one tire removed, and God preserved you. The one that preserved you when one tire removed, I'd be the one preserving you when no tire removed. Because somebody can leave his lane and run headlong into your vehicle. But he never permitted it. So, you know, you can see all of those things. All of those things on and on. He said the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that you have life and then have it in abundance. You have abundance of life. Abundance of life. In that abundance, everything is included. From health to finance to children to well-being, everything is inside. You see, this is what I have come that you have. So who should we focus on? Are we going to focus on the one that came to steal, to kill? Or are we going to focus on the one that came that will have abundance of life? So I want you to start checking your prayer points. The prayer that you pray. Somebody wants to pray. The first thing he says, God, let us not die. That's not a prayer point. Yes, you because you are praying for, you are praying from the evil one. Death is alien in the heaven. That's why Jesus said, he that believes on me will never die. Death is alien in the is alien in heaven. It's a stranger. So you want to pray, Father, thank you for life. Thank you for abundance of life. With a long life, you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. Somebody wants to travel that will not have accident on this road. Who told you there is something called accident in your in the timeline of your life? Who said that I will not have accident? No, you know. Thank you for the ministry of angels because you have commanded, giving your angels charge to keep me. My escort for this journey is angels. I want to thank you, my Father. Which prayer is better? No, if you are the one people are praying for, I now for maybe you have been feeding me. Maybe you know. Thank you for giving me. Thank you for not allowing me to hunger. No, I say thank you for the food that you gave me. Which is better? Even humanly speaking, thank you. You know, you are praying from the other side. And that's why most times prayers are not effective. Are not effective. In the prayer, the concept of prayer is God is so big, he's in heaven. He has given you his word. He has given his word, he has put his spirit in you. And he's there. And I say, you go and trade with it. The parable of the talent. He said, go and trade with those talents. And those talents are talking about the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost that you have, the blood of Jesus, that they cover in the power in the blood. God has given you all. He said, you go and trade with it. Somebody went and buried them in the soil. What did he do? He didn't use them. And I said that when you have drugs that you don't use, anything that happens to you, Abby, you take responsibility for whatever happened. You have drugs and you did not use them. So you have the name of Jesus, you have the authority of his word and everything, then you begin to trade with it. When you trade with it, as you begin to apply them and as you begin to use them. Praise the Lord. Now, I was saying something about Hezekiah. I will say that then I will just tell us one of the scriptures and I'll end it. The Second Kings chapter 20, verse 1. In those days, listen, in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. But you know the pedigree of the man that he's talking. You know, I told about those who that used to sit inside market. That will be giving you war. This is not, they are not the same pedigree. This is Isaiah. If you go to chapter 19, that when was fighting Sennacherib, that the whole nation gathered him and Hezekiah was afraid. And he sent message to Isaiah. Isaiah said, what? Tell him. You will not see battle nor sword. And God will defeat those enemies. So the man left. He had a report of war. People came to fight him in his own country. He went to his own country. When he went to his country, the Bible says angels came. This was the only instance of it in the Bible. Angels came and killed 185,000 people, or thereabouts. So I'm correct with the figure. Angels. You know, in the story of this man, Jehoshaphat, you know, those men killed themselves. But this one, angels were the army. So when they turned back to their country, because they wanted to attack Hezekiah, Hezekiah was so scared. He sent to Isaiah. Isaiah said, don't worry, you're not going to see fight. He had a report. The king went back to his country. When they went back, they said, overnight, angels came and killed all the soldiers. Then the man ran and he went to the house of his God. Then his own children came and killed the king. That was the pedigree of the man that has spoken to Hezekiah. But what did Hezekiah do? Look at the next one. Have you seen the pedigree of the one that has spoken? Isaiah, right? Look at what he did. He said, then he turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart. And I've done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. What the next verse? And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle of the court that the word of God came to him saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go to the house of the Lord. Isaiah had not gone back. God sent him back to go back. Praise the Lord. In your life, you are the first prophet of your life. You are higher than any prophet, you know, whatever prophet that wants to come and prophesy into your life. What you prophesy concerning yourself. As I told him, thus says the Lord, perfect and accurate. Hezekiah will have given up. Running up and down, running as I said, no, you have direct access to God. That's what I'm saying. The Bible says, by one spirit, you have access unto the Father. Hezekiah turned to God. Okay, Isaiah, you have spoken. I believe you are right. You are accurate. When he met God one-on-one. After he traded and interacted with God, God told the man, say, I'm going to ask 15 more years to his head. Can you see the power of believing God's word? You know, the power of engaging your spirit, exercising your spirit. You are the first prophet in your own life. There is no prophetic word that anybody will give you that will be higher than the one that the Holy Ghost implanted into your spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you see why so many succeed and why so many fail. The responsibility is not God, the responsibility is man. I saw something on WhatsApp yesterday. I think it was Pastor Chris that said the one quotation from Pastor Chris. He said, think global. He said, think expansion, then think possibility. But so many times, you know, this tendency for negative thoughts. I'm going to leave school. Will I get a job? Will I get the Nigeria is so bad? And all of those, you don't even see beyond Nigeria. Nigeria did not call you, God called you. Praise the Lord. Nigeria did not speak over your life. Who spoke over your life? God spoke over your life. It is that faith that will now begin to create opportunities. Amen. The heavens and the earth you are marching upon, the word of God made it. So if you believe the same word of God, out of nothing, it will create opportunities for you. I've seen people that believe the word of God and fibroid died in their stomach and the baby came out. When medically saying that they cannot have baby, fibroid is there, the baby is growing, all of those beautiful language. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fibroid cannot stand before the word of God. So, what have I said in essence? Jesus says something in John 6:27. He said, do not labor. He said, do not labor for food that perishes, but labor for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give. The choir sang about our authority, the authority and dominion, he said. Authority that we have in Christ. Prayer is not praying, maybe or night vigil, all those. If you go to where they are praying, all those kind of prayer, walk out of that atmosphere. Prayer is fellowship, is communion with God. The Bible says we have been given every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You know, that God has blessed us with everything. The Bible talks about why we have access to the gift of the Spirit. Those are the things you should exercise energy in prayer for. According as His divine power has given unto us everything we need for life and for godliness. You spend energy in what God has given you. Are you hearing me? Because the more you receive what God gives you, the more you walk in victory. The more your life becomes better. He said, God talks about the gift of the Spirit. He said, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of faith, the gift of wisdom. All of those gifts, you spend energy in time, in prayer, appropriating those gifts. Appropriating, he said, according to His divine power, giving us all things we need for life and for godliness. Our life is the way it is because we are not receiving those things. Praise the Lord. We are not receiving the things that we have been given. We are not receiving, if we receive the things that we have been given, then we have peace. You have peace, you have joy. And our lives will be radically different from what it is. We are not receiving what God has given us. So if you want to, that's why I say labor. Spend your energy. Engage your time in the things that the Son of Man will give you. And what are the things that He gave us? I've told us all, Lord, to have mercy. We have love, we have the Holy Ghost, we have the power of His name. He said we should spend energy. This is the atmosphere of prayer. Told of us going for night vigil, going for some of those things. It's so common in this land. All of those things, start withdrawing yourself. Because those same people, if you ask them to come to where we begin to pray, let's begin to activate the gift of the Spirit, you'll not see them. But when you begin to pray about wishes and wizards, you see people who are multitude are coming. Multitude. You say there's one wish at the back of your house. Who is that wish compared to the word of God? He said, He prepares a table for you in the presence of who? Your enemies need to be around you. Somebody, those prayers I used to read on 9-11, those days, let my enemy live long and see what I will become what? In future, you need to have enemies around you. That one wish is behind your house or one wish is doing something, is enough. You have perpetual migraine, perpetual headache. They need to be there. Who is that wish? Or maybe one uncle, one cousin, one this. Some of us don't even go to our village. You know, that is an insult to redemption compared to what you have and what you have been given. He said, Paul we know, Jesus we know. This is what we have access to. He said, I give you power to trample upon snake and scorpion. He said, and over how many of the enemy? He said, all the power of the air. He said, and nothing shall by any means water hurt you. If you give me poison to drink, nothing will happen. For information. He said, nothing shall by any means what? Hurt you. He said, nothing shall by any means. Can you take that word and believe it for what he said? Then you stop having headache. You start talking about wishes and wizards. You talk to one or two persons. Before you know, they start mentioning one person. This man is against me. I have not been promoted. I'm not getting promotion because you tie it to one man. When you have the word that created the universe and ready to go on your behalf and engage for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So can you see how he's in explained? Witches, wizard, sorcerer, all those things. I don't see them in the Bible. How many of us saw it in the New Testament? The life of the apostle. There was one wish that was not allowing Paul to move. Abby? There was one wish that was standing as an impediment to Peter. Oh, there was one wish that was standing as an impediment to Elijah. Elisha. Where did we get all those things? We got it from our culture.
Yes.
And then we imported it into the gospel. Praise the Lord. So anytime they give you any word, you speak the word of God. Jesus says this word. It is what? It is written, right? He said, it is written. It is written. Simple faith for daily victory. You don't need more than that. You don't need more than that. You don't need more than that. Of course, there are some times. When you receive a prophetic word, it's to confirm the word of God over your life. It's not to put you in fear. Someone, they are giving word. After they give you word, they start telling you to do some strange things. Whether you go and bath, somebody was telling me, you went somewhere and says we should go and bath naked in one river there. So, you know, when they are, did you see such thing in the word of God? They say the word of God is near you, even in your mouth. The word of faith we should speak. None of them will ever talk about faith. None of them will talk about speaking the word of God. You hear them talk about the Holy Spirit. They will start mentioning, some will tell you to go and bring one white hen, go and bring this, go and bath so place. They will give you something, put it in water, and go and bath and all of those things. Do you know what? You are using your neck to put yourself in bondage. Because after some time, you still go back and meet them. But the Bible says, who the Son set free is what? He's free indeed. Jesus will not set you free and be expecting you to come back again and give him something. When he sets you free indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Simple faith for what? For daily victory. For daily victory. God will supply. It's just that sometimes you need patience. You have to talk about those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. When they pour oil on the head of David, David was 17 years. When David sat on the throne, he was 37 years. There was a 20-year gap. Those are the things we cannot wait. We cannot wait. They poured oil on David, he was 17. He sat on the throne of Israel. He was 30 years when he ruled in Hebron for 7 years. But the whole nation of Israel came and submitted to him when he was 37 years after 20 years. And in those 20 years, so many times he nearly died. But David still held on to the word of God. And at the end, he saw the light. So I know some of you have had one or two challenges. You know, you've been holding on to God. I want you to still keep holding on. Hold on to the word of faith. Hold on to God. God can never disappoint you. All of the powers he has, he does not need them. You are the one that needs it. Amen. Some of you have been believing God for one aspect of your life and all of those things. I want you to just keep faith. Keep believing, keep holding on. Some of us are struggling to habits, you know, very terrible habits and all of those things. Can you begin to apply the word of God in those specific areas? And as you apply the word of God, the Bible talks about confession. Say, confess your faults to one another. A brother met me recently and said, he came to confess a fault. He said there was this fault he had. When he confessed it so many years ago, it never happened again. And that he's having this particular one again, he wants to confess to me. And by the time he told me, I spoke with him, and everything, the chains were broken. Praise the Lord. Chains were broken, right down to a lot of things happened. Tremendous changes happened in his life, in his family. You know, he said, that's the word of God. He said, confess your fault to one another. Amen. I've had cause to confess fault to my wife. So confess, that is the word of God. You cannot violate the word of God and prosper. And prosper. Praise the Lord. So he said, confess your fault one to another. Just begin applying God's word in your life, and then you will now begin to see tremendous changes. Is it simple? Is it simple? And the other side is much more complicated. I told us before, failure is much more complicated than success. It's much more complicated. Failure is much more complicated than success. Every successful man will tell you they apply one principle, the same principle. But failure have their different reason. Understand? We have their different reason. Some will say because I'm from Nigeria. Some will because I'm because of the family I was born from. You know, before you, the list is endless. But successful men will give you the same principle. They tell you they work hard. They follow their passion. All of them, that's the same thing they will tell you. Praise the Lord. And you see why we brought this thing out for us? Can you see? Can you see why we brought this thing out? By the Spirit. You see, this is a covenant that you have. Reject any other thing outside of it. Outside, reject it. Can you begin to appreciate your Father? He said, it is not the will, as you are praying, I'll read out some scripture. Me, help me to project it. Project Matthew 18:14. He said, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So how should your child die young? When the word of God is said, that it's not his will. He said, it is not his will. Any other thing that shows you death, you should know that it is not coming from God. Right? It's clear. Media, please help me. Matthew 18:14. He said, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones, he pointed to children, that one of these little ones should perish. This is the will of God. This is the will of your Father. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. This is the will of your Father who is in heaven. Everything outside of it is not of God. Even if you see it 20 times, 20 times you saw it, 20 times you should forget it. And then put your focus. The Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Put your focus, your attention, your mind, your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our feet. Our pain. Who said you will not succeed? You are a young girl. Who said you will not have a beautiful home? Who said you don't have a beautiful marriage? Marriage these days is so bad. Marriage. Who says so? That's not the will of your Father. The will of your Father is that marriages will be heaven on earth. So what are you seeing as a young girl and as a young man? As a young man, you have not yet married. You know, when you look at marriage, what do you see? You see heaven. You see the Lord Jesus. Or you are going to be looking at marriages that Satan has destroyed. Are you going to be looking at marriages that Satan has destroyed? Or you are going to be looking at marriages that God has helped until they were mightily helped and turned their marriage to another piece of heaven? Marriages can become an extension of heaven. Hope you are well. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said in Ezekiel 33:11, he said, I take no pleasure. Can you call up Ezekiel 33:11? Even the wicked man, he said, God is not interested in his death. He died because he's so wicked. You see, God is bigger than us. The heart of God is so big. There is nobody that God cannot forgive. He's so big. He said, so say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Only die. It's not those prayers. He said, even the wicked, that they die is not my pleasure. What is his pleasure? But that the wicked turn from his way and live. That's why you'll be surprised why wicked men will be living longer than even some righteous man in court. It's an extension of mercy. Mercy. After 50 years, he's not born again. God will keep him alive for 70 years. You'll be wondering, why do wicked men live long? He said, their death is not a pleasure to me. What is my pleasure that they repent? So God will keep adding time to them. God will keep adding time to them. I read my Bible, the kings. Wicked kings live more in, rule more in the Bible than kings that were righteous. They live long more. Manasseh ruled for 55 years. You see, a very past righteous king, 18 years they are dead. Righteous king. But see those wicked kings, 50 years down the throne of Israel. You know now, you know the explanation now? He said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God is so big, you cannot touch him from men. Nothing we do can touch him. But he chooses to allow himself to be touched by us. To be touched by us. He's so far. He's so far away. Those of us that have entered flight before, you know, by the time you go higher and higher, the edge becomes too small. Right? You saw those big on there. You see them very tiny. You know, very tiny, they become so irrelevant when you are in space. So you can now, when angels look at the air, you can imagine what they see. What they see. So can you see? But that the wicked turn from their way For why should you die? Why should you die? So can you see, even in wickedness, it is not the will of your Father. Even in wickedness, look at it. Can you begin to appreciate your Father? Can you begin to talk to Him? Can you begin to bless Him? Can you help us take a standing on the promises of God? As you can pray, you can sing that song. Just to stimulate, to stir our heart. Very beautiful hymn. Let's take the hymn together. As your life, if your life is standing on God's promises, like Abraham, your life is standing on His promises. Thank you for what you are doing in our midst and what you've done today. Thank you for a new breath in our life. Thank you for a new atmosphere in our lives. Thank you for shedding forth your light and your understanding. No moment remains the same in your presence. Anytime we come to your presence, we don't remain the same. We are elevated to the next level. Thank you for the next level in Jesus' name. Thank you for all our hearts, every prayer, every request. Everything we are believing you for, it is met in Jesus' name. The Lord meet you at the point of your need in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Those of you that have prayed and have cried unto the Lord, I grant speed to the answer in Jesus' name. By the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, I bring it forth into your life in Jesus' name. Those of you that need healing, be healed in Jesus' name. Those of you that need favor, I speak favor into your life in Jesus' name. Those of you that are crushing under the weight of a heartbeat, I command it to be broken in Jesus' name. I command fear broken out of your lives in Jesus' name. The tyranny of loss is broken in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. I bring forth a new day into your life, a new day into your spirit, a new day into your atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, every hardness of heart, I command it broken in Jesus' name. I root it out and I bring forth a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I activate the ministry of angels over this house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you put your hands together for the Lord?
For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.